What's up, everybody? It is March the 2nd. I almost said the 3rd. Dear God, I am totally out of sorts today. It is Sunday. It is, of course, time for another healthy, awesome dose of Radcast. We had a huge weekend this weekend, but before we get into any of that, I just wanted to say that there is huge news on the horizon for the band that you're listening to right now in the background that has been so gracious as to offer their wonderful, splendid tunes for us to use as our intro. That is Dugout, and you can check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/DugoutPA. We're actually going to be catching up with those guys in the very, very near future to do an interview and maybe even a studio session. Why, you may ask? Exactly, right? Why, you may ask, not only because they're effing awesome and we don't need a reason, but also because their new record is coming out March 21st, and they're also going to be doing an album release show that same date. Now, I had the magnificent pleasure of listening to the new record in its entirety before its release, because Tim is the shit, and he kicked it over to me, and I was able to listen to it. And I was driving, and I'm driving, and my mouth is just hanging open, because, I mean, if you listen to the first record on our own that came out a couple years back, that was obviously killer. This is, like, thousands times better, and I didn't even know it was possible. Like, before it was like, yeah, man, it's Dugout. These guys are awesome. Now it's like, dude, these guys are going to be sharing the stage with some very big names in the very near future. I'm certain of it. They're amazing. So, again, Dugout PA. That's facebook.com/DugoutPA. We're going to post some stuff of theirs up on our website. You can go check out their album teaser that they made. Their record label, actually, Painted Ox Records, put out a little teaser to tease their upcoming album. So that's so effing dope. And I cannot stress enough. I called. Like, I literally got on the phone with, like, Jenna. I called, like, you know, I called my girl. I was like, this is the greatest fucking record I've heard in the longest time. I was, like, freaking out. I was gushing like a fangirl. It was ridiculous.
Like a little schoolgirl.
Really? It was insane. So that's Dugout. That's awesome. And that's going to be coming up on our immediate horizon. But we also got a lot of other great things in the works. But I'm going to let Ashley talk about that a little bit. Now, the thing you guys are going to notice is we're so effing busy and so committed to the grind and the hustle that we found ourselves in a position where it's like, oh shit, we're not going to be able to actually meet up and sit down and do a podcast.
And properly. Weather and all kinds of things, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But nevertheless, we still managed to get together. We're like, you know what? We'll just do the phone. We'll just do it phone style. You know what I mean? It can't stop us. You can't slow us down, people.
It's kind of cool, though, because I feel I'm a little bit in the shoes of, like, the people that we interview on their phone, and then, like, you know, they're listening to a radio show go on, and I'm in their shoes right now. It's a little silly, but it's fun.
Right? Like, to play the other side of the aisle? Like, I feel like I'm kind of, like, jealous in a way. I kind of want to call in now. Like,
you could
next week we'll do a little segment where I walk out of the room and go, like, down the hallway and just call in, and you can, like, pop
you just
me
call
out.
In from the living room, and I'll try and man the board. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But you actually, like, I was in the recording studio this weekend, and I'll get into that in a second, but I was unable to make it out to the meeting with Jamie Riley.
Jamie Riley, Jamie's House of Music, who we interviewed a couple weeks ago, and for listeners that are listening to this one and may have missed that, you can go on our Facebook or through Podomatic and go back and listen to that. But he's going to be opening Jamie's House of Music again, but in Pottstown. So he was gracious enough to invite Radcast to go kind of check it out before a lot of the work gets done, and it was really cool. He walked, it was myself and then other people, whether they're community-based people in Pottstown or also people that he's worked with in the past, and he walked us through room by room and showed us kind of like what his vision is for each thing, and it was so freaking cool.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, you're fine. See, this is where the phone thing comes in a little bit.
Right.
We don't have our signals down. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like I'm doing the hand signals, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Simon says Ashley can't F and C.
Yeah, right. The next time we'll have to do it like phone and Skype all together.
Right, exactly. Oh, man, that'd be dope.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you and I and, you know, a bunch of people were already so excited for Jamie Towson Music to come into Pottstown, but then to walk around with him and, you know, hear him, like, what he envisions, and then he was even asking me, like, so, you know, what do you think about this? Do you think that's a good idea? And I'm like, holy shit, he's asking me, like, my opinion on this? Like, this is crazy.
Right. Did you say soda pop water fountains?
Yeah.
I don't know why I said soda pop, but again, that should definitely be in there. Like, I don't know, man, this all seems pretty cool, but you know what would really take it over the top? A freaking Mountain
Dew
fountain.
Really set you apart.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Really put you up on that next level.
But this place is sick. I mean, you know that it's like big from the outside, just
right.
from like looking at the building, and then you go inside and it's just this massive, massive building where, you know, there's like tons of flights of stairs and different little corridors and all this. And then, the rooms where like the actual, you know, festivities and events and music are going to be held are awesome. The ballroom, which is like the main event for, as the venue of like where artists are going to perform, nice big stage, and this was super cool. So they have the stage, and then there's little handles in the front of the stage, which you can pull out another stage.
I've seen that.
Makes it even bigger, which I was like, that's cool, because if you think about, like, you know, bigger bands that may have like a horn section or this or that, you know, they can all get up there. So it was pretty freaking rad.
I do
have to say.
Hell yeah. And we actually got some really cool things in the works with those guys that we're going to be announcing to you in just a little while. But we're still kind of working out the kinks and the details. So we don't want to drop anything just yet. We're going to have to keep that one a surprise. But we like to tease you a little bit, bring you back in and all that kind of stuff. And rest assured.
We like to tease and then come like fully prepared with all the information.
Exactly. Instead of like half-assing it out of the game, being like, there's going to be this thing during this time, there's going to be people, and maybe you'll be involved, but we can't tell you any of that, because that's not how we roll. But so, yeah, that's dope. We got a lot of stuff on the horizon. I was in the studio, so I wasn't able to make it out to that, but...
Yeah, but you were doing something equally as cool on your Saturday as well.
Yeah, I was so stoked. I have all this material that I've been, like, working on for, you know, I mean, I've had, like, sitting on, actually, for, like, a year, and I've been kicking around, and there's, like, stuff that I just, like, always, like, you know, like, I'll do stuff in GarageBand or whatever, and then it'll just sit by the wayside, and I've been trying for just ages to get into the studio, and of course, our good friend Jake Detweiler over at Fresh Produce Studios was the guy to help us out, including... Sean Riley, who sat in on drums, and he's absolutely effing killer, man. Those guys are so
awesome.
So good at what they do. I mean, Jake's like a ridiculous. He's a renaissance man. He not only is he manning the controls, he can play bass, he gets drums, guitar, tambourines. We have a tambourine section in this song. I'm not gonna lie, it's effing dope. there's clapping, there's tambourines, there's a halftime breakdown. I mean, shit is just flying. I'm so stoked.
Is there cowbell?
There is no cowbell, but the click track that we were playing to sounded like the cowbell thing. So I laughed like halfway through this, like each and every take, because I just envisioned, like, you know, Will Ferrell in the background, like, you know, this, like, you know, shirt coming up over his gut and everything. Just, oh man, it was awesome. But so we were in there literally, like, those guys were there since 9 a.m. I got down there a little bit closer in the afternoon, 12, and we were there all the way up until 2 a.m. and we were frizzle fried by the end of it. But it was such a cool process, and like a bunch of our buddies had stopped by the studio and just poked their heads in, and we're just, you know, hanging out, kicking it, and just listening to the little bits that we were doing, and like kind of as we were playing back the track and stuff, and they were really digging it, and so that was cool. Like, you know, a lady came down and she hung out, like, literally, I mean, she was so awesome because she sat there literally from 8 p.m. all the way up until 2 a.m. Like, and I was like, yo, I'm so, you know, if this is boring, like, you know, not like the song was boring, but, you know, we're sitting there actively putting it back together. And I mean, like, a 15-second segment could take us, like, you know, an hour to get it
down.
Yeah,
yeah. The process is definitely not as quick as the actual, like, end result of the song, minute-wise, you know?
Exactly. And she was just hanging out for the entire thing. So that was so cool. Like, I felt like a rock star, and it was awesome because I'm just telling these guys, like, they're friggin' awesome. They really, the drums and the bass and everything that Jake did with the production behind it really brought this thing to life. And between the two of us, like, or the three of us rather, but the two parties and stuff, it was just so cool because it was like the atmosphere all day was like, I'm like a kid in Christmas, because I'm like, this is so awesome, this is so cool, oh my God, you know, and like I get to hear this thing. And you know, I kept saying, I'm like, dude, you guys are so awesome, thank you so much. And they're like, no, dude, you're awesome. You wrote it, man. Like, thanks for letting us play on it. I'm like, no, you're awesome.
You're awesome. No,
yeah.
You're awesome.
Yeah. It's just this cool back and forth thing. So we're going to be kicking that probably. I mean, we're going to get that fully done in probably about 3 weeks. And I think I may sit on it for a while because I'm trying to actually put together the rest of the material, get into the studio. Now I'm hooked. It's like getting a tattoo for the first time. Like, I just want to keep going to the studio now and getting back in there and just getting work
done. You're addicted.
But exactly, yeah. I'm like, I can't put it down. So, but I'm thinking maybe potentially, hopefully, like a release by summer, like either an EP or if I can even do it, like a full length, and that'd be effing dope-alicious. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm so.
Which is
bummed.
So funny because for people listening that are like, oh, I never knew, you know, Josh, you know, did that kind of stuff. Nor did I until Saturday morning, and you were telling me about this. I'm like, oh, cool. Well, you're into a recording studio. Like, who's recording? You're like, well, I am. I'm like, oh, right. Oh, you are? Holy shit! Yeah.
Exactly right. I'm
learn
also
something
Batman.
New every day, and I see you about three times a week. So
yeah, right, exactly. And I had no idea because I don't like, you know, like I don't walk around like, you know, because I don't know. Like, I have this problem. Like, I don't want to be like, hey, you know, I'm awesome. I'm in a band. I play music and all that stuff. So like, I kind of shoot myself in the foot because I don't talk about it. And then when people like hear about it, they're like, "What the? Okay, cool. I guess I didn't know that." You know, so it's cool for the element of surprise, but at the same time, like, I may never do or go anywhere with that because of the fact that I'm like, "You play guitar?" I'm like, "Yeah, well, you know,
a little bit of fiddle around, just a little bit."
Yeah. Yeah. But,
no, but it's awesome though, and I'm stoked to hear it. I just want to throw this out there. I know some people that do a radio show. I think I could pull some strings, and maybe you know, they could do the release for you.
Yeah, I know. I think I do too. I mean, you know, yeah. Maybe I'll get myself. That's what we'll do. I'll record the questions. And then we'll play the questions. You'll ask questions, and I'll go in the other room, get on the phone, and then answer my own questions.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Can you totally interview yourself? Because that would be hilarious.
Oh my god! We should do. We're gonna do that. That's gotta happen. That's gotta happen now, and it'll be.
Maybe that will be one of the fun videos that we're gonna be working on.
Oh, it's gonna be amazing.
Which is also something for you know, Radcast Nation and our listeners to look forward to, especially with the weather. Eventually getting nicer and all that and some more things going on. Josh and I are going to not only like with the interviews with the bands, but trying to put some videos and some fun stuff up there, some interaction stuff for you guys all to check out. So maybe we'll put one up of Josh interviewing himself. Right. You never know.
It'd be the extreme move of douchiness. So if we don't nail the irony in it, if we don't really get that ironic flavor behind it, everybody's going to be like, man, that Josh Calkins is a douche. Who does that, really?
Right.
Yeah, oh, I don't like to talk about myself. Really? Because now you're interviewing yourself. That's douche. Yeah, so like, oh,
so
man.
Good.
That could go one of two ways. We'll find out. It could be the death of my career. It could be, yeah.
Like, or it could be like what takes you to the next level. You just never know.
Exactly. Exactly. So super ironic things on the way. but like before the irony hits everything, we got a bunch of other stuff going on, including one of our very own here taking a field trip.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. I am leaving for California on the 8th, I believe. Yes, that's a Saturday. Kyle and I are going to California for a week, going to go visit some family and friends. We're going to be staying like right outside of L.A. So if anybody listening, if you guys have been to L.A. or from there or whatever, and you know some hot spots or some places that I just absolutely have to go, definitely kick them over to us because I have never been. I'm really excited.
Dude, it's going to be absolutely awesome. And I say, like, I mean, you know, because I'm from California, my family's like literally all of my, like a good portion of my family is right there in Los Angeles or like Pasadena. So I'm going to throw out the first suggestion and say that you guys absolutely have to hit Santa Monica Pier.
Okay.
Which is like right there, like near LA. Like it's like, you know, like you get down to Santa Monica and that's like, you know, 10 minutes outside of LA. Then the Venice Boardwalk, Venice Beach Boardwalk, that whole stretch is just amazing. Like it's
yeah. We've been told about that. Kyle's cousin who lives out there, he's like, that's definitely happening one day. You guys have to go check out Venice Beach.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's beautiful. And I have this longstanding theory that, like, you know, everybody's like, you know, there's like a lot of quote unquote homeless people that live on Venice Beach. Right, and they all just get together. I mean, it's like you'll walk by at night or skate by or whatever your method of transportation is, and these guys will all be like bundled up in like sleeping bags, and you're like looking at them, and you're like, oh man, they're homeless, you know. But are you really homeless in the Sunshine State, or have you just made it? Like, have you just made it to a lifestyle where there's like no worries? It's fucking sunny all the time. It never gets below 50. You live on the beach, and nobody is bothering you about taxes and shit. I mean,
right?
to me, you've made it. That's made it. Like, to me,
those guys actually have figured it out, and the rest of us are just schmucks.
Yeah, we're just lagging behind. They're like, look at those poor animals out there working hard and trying to do things. No, what are you? You people have no idea. Like, they've attained enlightenment. Like, those guys are it. Like, my end goal is not a mansion in the Hollywood Hills. My end goal is to live out of a knapsack on Venice Beach. And, like, I sound facetious, but I'm kind of, like, only half kidding.
Yeah, right?
So there's that.
Sorry. I was also going to say, we also have tickets to go see Conan O'Brien while we're out there, which I am so excited for.
Shit.
I'm going to be posting up some pictures and stuff on Radcast Instagram and Facebook, and definitely, you know, being there and try and sit up close and bring a sign that says something to the effect of, like, hey, I do a podcast, Conan. You should probably let us interview you.
Hashtag Radcast Nation. Everybody. The crowd of Conan's Thursday night taping left bewildered after a woman identified herself as Slashly and then began banging loudly in the bleachers and shaking a sign that could only be heard, Radcast Nation, Radcast Nation, Conan, I want your babies.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're doing that, and then the other thing that I know for sure that we're doing is we have tickets to go see Cirque du Soleil Totem.
Oh,
so that's going to be equally as cool. But yeah, so that'll be fun, and get to throw up some pictures, and seriously, listeners, throw me your suggestions, because I want to know, like, I want to see the touristy stuff, I want to see, you know, the homegrown kind of stuff, so...
The cool
thing,
it is. It's freaking. I got to get back out there. I miss it so damn much. Like, I haven't been out there in like 4 years now. It's like fucking. My mom's been going out. Like, you know, she's gone like 4 times this year, I think, because you know, my cousin was just born, so she's been flying out to see him. And I'm like, I really. Can I just go in place of you one of these times?
Seriously. Do you have a big piece of luggage that I can just, like, pretzel myself into?
Like, Josh Calkins is travel size when he needs to be. I can do this. So the other thing I was going to say is, when you're out there, check out, if you can, the Ice House. It's a comedy club out in Pasadena, and that's where Joe Rogan, Coco Diaz, Brian Redman, like Ari Shaffir when he's out there, Duncan Trussell, like that whole, like the Death Squad guys, like the Joe Rogan kind of familia.
Oh, nice.
That's where they do like a bunch of stand-up, and they do it like any night during the week when they can get out there, and it's just like a normal thing for them. It's not like some big, you know, publicized event or anything. So if you're into those guys, definitely check that out.
Absolutely.
That's freaking
very cool.
Exactly. So we got that, and then we got, while you're in California, we got our first show, or while you're coming back from California, actually. Myself and Sophia are going to be out in Gloucester City for Little House Booking. They got an event going on there that we're going to be posting more details about as that gets closer. That's Saturday, March 15th, and we're going to be broadcasting from that area. We're going to be doing some podcasting stuff, interviewing a lot of the bands. We may even stream live. I don't know. We'll find out. I know. It's getting crazy up in here. So that's coming up as well, and that's, again, like more details on that, like, as we get closer to it. But, it's a lot of big things on the horizon.
I'm jealous. I'm not going to be at that March 15th show, because that looks really good. You guys are going to have a blast.
I don't want to hear anything about your envy or your jealousy. You're going to be in the most beautiful state in the entire world. I'm going to be so jealous in my 70-degree weather. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm coming back to Pennsylvania with a mother effing tan.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm pretty excited.
Exactly. Meanwhile, I'm going to be transparent. You know, you're going to come back, and I'm going to be like, yeah, I've still been inside living like a vampire, but glad that you're...
Yeah, right? I was joking with my girlfriend the other day, and I was like, it's going to be, like, blatantly obvious that we're tourists in California for the fact that we are, like, so pale right now, and we just haven't gotten any sun this winter.
Right, exactly. People are going to be like, oh, my God, there's a ghost. There's an actual ghost walking around the boardwalk. Who are these people from another land?
You need your sunglasses on, not because the sun's out in California, but because we are in bathing suits, and we are very translucent and pale.
Reflective. Very reflective. Yeah. Well, I guess for a weekend recap, that's pretty solid. I guess
it was pretty solid.
I see.
Oh, I do have to say, I just want to give a little shout out to some businesses in Phoenixville. Kyle and I on Thursday went over to Philadelphia Vapor Shop in Phoenixville.
Oh.
we are on our way out of being smokers, which I'm happy about. So we wanted to go check out these, you know,
vapor
cigarettes.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, no, not that kind. The show will stay PG. Don't worry. But yeah, so, you know, to, you know, help us quit smoking and stuff. So we went over there, talked to those guys. All of them are very knowledgeable about, you know, the product that they're selling. They're super nice. Don't answer any questions. You can actually go in there and they have like a little bar set up and it's like a tasting bar. But those guys are really cool. So if that's something that you're interested in, or, you know, maybe you're thinking of quitting smoking, go check them out. And then right next door, we wanted to get lunch. And we're like, oh, what's this cute little place? And I'm kicking myself now because I don't remember the actual name, but it's something like Your Mom's Kitchen or Your Mom's Home Cooking or something like that. And we went in there for lunch and it was super yummy. And it really is. It's like your mom's back in the kitchen making you food. So I just want to give a shout out to those places because that was a very nice little Thursday. Thursdays are kind of like our extended weekend. So
hell yeah, there you go. Little island of sun in the middle of the week.
Absolutely.
Well, friggin' awesome. This is I love how like it's just we're just keeping it popping, Like I just
absolutely
turning the mundane.
And thank you so much for letting me call into your show.
Oh yeah, hey, absolutely, seriously. All right, well, this is you've been part of the Calkins Factor. Thanks everybody for. All right, cool. Well, I guess I'm going to lead us out here with one of my new personal favorite bands that has been – they submitted their music a little while ago, and we were trying to work out some things for that live show last week with the Indie Radio, and that didn't work out. But we're still in the process of talking to those guys. But in the meantime, this next band is called Jump for the Sails, and they're actually straight out of Astoria, New York. You can check them out by going to facebook.com/jumpforthesales, or you can find their stuff on reverbnation.com/JFTS. They're friggin' awesome. Funk groove metal. Funk punk groove metal. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
I love anything with funk.
Right? So here they are. This is their song, Bomb Hills, Not Countries. Check us out, guys, on Facebook. Facebook.com/RadcastPA. Twitter and Instagram @RadcastPA. We love you guys. We'll see you sometime in the near future. Big kiss.
Yeah. Mwah.